We present plays from the four corners of the world. Comedy, drama, suspense, true life adventure in Tuesday Theater. The Unsung Hero. '63, '66, '67, '68, and now in 1975, Peugeot again wins the East African Safari, the world's toughest rally, outright.
The fantastic reliability and performance of the 504 Ti, driven by Anderson and Hertz, overcame incredibly bad conditions to win.
Of the 78 starters, 14 finished. Two of them, Peugeot 504 Ti's.
One more reason to take another careful look at Peugeot.
Accept Peugeot's challenge. Try and find more for your money if you can. Then take another careful look at Peugeot.
For generations, the cellar masters of the House of Von Ring have handed down the careful, unhurried art of making fine brandy. An art that has culminated in the creation of Viceroy Old Liqueur Brandy. Select Viceroy, the brandy of matchless maturity. Viceroy.
Who can that be? Just when I'm ready to go to the beach.
Five roses, you pillow touch. Now don't make a fuss. We just want the fruit. Five roses, you do. So do us a favor, give us same five flavors. Five roses, tea goes such a long way.
What happened last night?
We were celebrating your return from the Russian front, remember?
Oh, my head. Anyone who gets back from the Ukraine in one piece has cause to celebrate.
Then there was your Iron Cross.
Yeah. Every man in the regiment deserved one, believe me.
And your new appointment. We were celebrating that, Rudolf.
Yes. To be appointed an instructor here at Regimental Depot. Now that, Eric, is worth celebrating.
Even if it is only for 6 months.
It's another 6 months to live. Would you scoff at that? I tell you, Eric, the Russians are on the offensive. If I'd been sent back into action, I'd have been dead within a week.
Last night, Rudolf, you made a speech there in the cafe.
Yeah, I remember precious little of it. Except the applause, of course. It must have been a very good speech. Witty and amusing. For I was an actor before I was a tank, Captain Erich. And at heart, that's what I still am. An actor. A man who lives for the theater.
That it was a good...
After all, I have a gift for making people laugh. They say every clown wants to play Hamlet, but Falstaff's more my mark. Inevitably, after the war...
Back to last night. You're magnificent. Your voice, your appearance, your very personality all disappeared, merging into those of the man you were portraying.
I was as good as that, eh?
You brought the house down. Unfortunately, I'd been celebrating as enthusiastically as you. Otherwise, I'd have clamped down on your act.
Why? Why, what did I do wrong?
There, in that crowded cafe, with some burnt cork for a moustache, you stood up and made a laughing stock of... Herr Hitler.
In the crowded cafe, you say. See who that is, Eric.
It's an SS captain and a man in plain clothes. His name's Clausen. He's from the Gestapo.
suppose I'd better go down and face the music.
Don't be a fool. If you've got to face these swine, do so on your own ground.
Meaning?
Slip out the back way. Go straight to your regimental depot, shave, get into uniform. Tell Colonel Hartman exactly what happened. Maybe he'd be able to get you out of this mess. Now hurry. I'll go downstairs and put them off. Hold on a minute, can't you? Oh. Hi, Hitler.
Hi, Hitler. Your name?
Bernfeld.
We're looking for Rudolf Bernfeld, captain in the 83rd Panzer Regiment.
That's my brother. I'm sorry you've just missed him. He left about half an hour ago. You'll find him at the regimental depot.
What time was he supposed to report for duty?
Not until this evening, but he's a very conscientious officer. He's just been discharged from hospital. A head wound, you know, memento of the Russian front. He's still far from fit.
What was the matter with your leg? Were you wounded too?
No, my disability is the result of polio as a child. Not too serious, but it keeps me out of the arms.
Your occupation?
Photographer. I'm with the Ministry of Propaganda.
Well, doubtless you'll be hearing from us again. Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Captain Bell fell to reporting for duty, Herr Colonel.
Good morning, Rudolf. I wasn't expecting you so soon. Congratulations.
Oh. On this?
I must say, I was thinking more of your new medical categorization than of your Iron Cross. Wait, look, Rudolf. We may yet survive this war and perhaps help to put our poor Germany on the road to sanity again.
The war is lost, isn't it?
Our only hope lies in a negotiated peace with the Allies. But that madman Hitler won't hear of it. He determined to drag Germany down with him. That's what we've got to prevent.
And, can we, sir?
The generals can. They'll have the whole army behind them.
It's a pity they couldn't have stood up to him before this.
A few of them are now prepared to do rather more than stand up to him, Rudolf. If we are to save what is left of Germany, Hitler has to go. Needless to say, he's very closely guarded, and he doesn't expose himself to any unnecessary dangers.
Yeah, you need a man with special access to Hitler. A man who is prepared to sacrifice his own life.
We think we have found such a man.
At a time like this, sir, I hardly like to burden you with my own troubles.
Troubles? What are they? After all, I'm not only your commanding officer, I'm your prospective father-in-law, too. Which reminds me, Melanie gave me strict instructions to send you to her the moment you arrived.
I nearly didn't arrive, sir. When I woke this morning, I found Clausen of the Gestapo and an SS captain at my door.
They were? But your name hasn't even been mentioned in connection with the impending operation.
Oh, their visit had nothing to do with that, Herr Colonel. The fact is, I made rather a fool of myself at the Café Wien last night. I did my celebrated imitation of Hitler.
In public? That was a risky thing to do. You were quite right to come straight here. I think I can deal with Clausen. Meanwhile, you'd better walk over to my place and have a word with Melanie.
Here, Melanie, my love. One of the spoils of war.
Thank you. French champagne. Well, most wish it wasn't.
Just enjoy it. I don't want anything to wreck this evening. You do hold with brief engagements, don't you?
This one's not brief. My heart already has been engaged to you ever since you left for the Russian front.
And I to you. But I couldn't tie you down at a time like that.
Is life any less dangerous now? But with the air raids and the Gestapo? Come. We'll drink to our marriage.
To the joy of it, and the mystery and the excitement.
Oh, you do dramatize things, Rudy.
Oh, the lover in me, not the actor this time.
The actor nearly got you into great trouble.
And your father got me out of it, thank heavens. That was nearly a fortnight ago. I'm only just beginning to relax.
You don't frighten easily, Rudy. According to the citation on your iron cross.
You can't go by that, my love. Like nearly everybody else, I was frightened most of the time.
But you didn't show it.
If I didn't, it was because by the time I was putting on an act. That of a dashing panzer captain. Not quite as young and not quite as slim as he should have been. But inside that uniform was Rudolf Bernfeld. Rather like the hind end of a pantomime horse. Ready to run if only the other fellow up front would do the same.
But he didn't. And you didn't.
Which doesn't mean a thing. I'm telling you, Melanie, Erich should have been the soldier in our family. He's the one with the guts and the cool head to go with them. After all, look what he's had to go through.
And he here worships you, Rudy.
I know, and it upsets me. I told him so. The trouble is, he sees me as the man of action, the extrovert who's always prepared to dash in and make a fool of himself if need be. Of course, when we were at school together and there was this crusade for physical perfection and the contempt of the Hitler youth for any infirmity, I often had my hands full standing up for him.
And he's never forgotten it, Rudy. You mean more to him than anyone else on earth. I don't think even a woman could take your place in your brother's heart.
A woman? I wish for his sake someone would see beyond that poor withered leg of his. Come, come, let's dance.
I'm not sure in this black house, but this is your brother's place, isn't it, Rudy?
Yes, just over there. You can see the blur of the lilac. You can smell the sweetness of it, too. Melanie, it's been a most wonderful evening.
There'll be lots more, darling.
Of course. I'd rather grown out of the habit of looking ahead. It's silly of me. Good night, Melanie. Thanks for the lift. I wish I were holding you close tonight.
By this time next month, we'll be married.
I can't wait. I really can't. Good night, darling. See you in the morning.
Captain Rudolf Bernfeld?
Yes.
You are to accompany me to Gestapo headquarters. You are under arrest.
Middle-aged, feel you're aging too quickly? Are odd aches and pains nagging you? Has your memory let you down lately? Can't concentrate in your work either? You need Salusa 45. Salusa 45 improves physical vigor, revives mental alertness, restores sound sleep. Salusa 45 makes you feel and look years younger. Enjoy life again with Salusa 45.
How can you beat the best? For real toasted, honest-to-goodness tobacco flavor, the next best thing to a Lexington is another Lexington.
For a flavor break when you've had your action, reach for smoking satisfaction. Alive with flavor that's number one, man, relax with a Lexington. That's the one.
For after-action satisfaction, smoke Lexington. That's the one.
Firestone has an endless steel belt that takes the radial principle to its ultimate efficiency, always laying the tread firmly on the road, even while accelerating, braking, and cornering. Firestone. Firestone steel belt radials, the most efficient tires. Firestone, it's the endless steel belt that makes the difference. Firestone.
You're not eating, Melanie.
If I were hungry, Father, I would eat.
There's no point in starving yourself. Look at you.
Don't worry about me. What about Rudolf? It's nearly 3 months.
And I've done everything I can to effect his release.
You don't hold out much hope for Rudy, do you?
Life these past few years, my dear, has taught me to fear the worst. If it doesn't happen, then you've cause to be grateful. If only we could get rid of Hitler.
I thought there were plans.
There are. But the less you know about them, the better it is for you. Unfortunately, we've had to postpone them again.
But why is that, Father?
Because their success depends on finding a man who can get within striking distance of Hitler. And that's not easy.
I think I know no such a man.
Who are you talking about?
Someone who is completely trustworthy. Let me sound him out, and I'll give you his name.
Ah, come in, Melanie.
I could only stay a moment, Erich. Let's see your news.
Oh, Rudolf. Nothing.
Nearly 3 months.
Yes, I will have heard people incommunicado for longer than that. Come this way.
What will happen to him is that he's desperate, Erich. Now that the Anglo-Americans have landed in Normandy, we're fighting on two fronts. My father believes our only hope lies in negotiating some kind of peace with them, but Hitler won't hear of it.
Neither will Eisenhower. He wants an unconditional surrender.
Oh, but what can we do? We must save something from the ruins of the Third Reich.
What we need to save most of all are German lives. But that's the last thing Hitler worries about. If the generals had any guts, they'd get rid of him before it's too late.
Yeah.
I don't mind telling you, Melanie, if I had the opportunity, I'd do the job myself.
I spoke to the man I mentioned, Father. He said if he had the opportunity, he'd get rid of Hitler himself.
That's what we all need, opportunity.
But this man has it. His job takes him very close to Hitler. You see, he's a news photographer.
You're talking about Erich Bernfeld?
One of the best photographers in the Ministry of Propaganda. If Hitler is to appear in public, he's invariably detailed to take the pictures.
I see what you're getting at, Melanie.
Yeah.
I see exactly what you're getting at. Leave it to me. We have access to some excellent technicians. Just leave everything to me.
Come in, Melanie. How very nice to see you. I can offer you a glass of wine.
I'd like that.
Come, sit down over here. I'll pour the drinks.
Thank you very much, Erich. Well, death to all tyrants.
Dangerous toast.
These are dangerous times. What kind of camera do you use?
It depends on what sort of picture I'm
taking. 35 millimeters.
Sometimes, yes.
Huh. Base level or eye level viewfinder?
Whatever I need. The eye level's quicker. Why?
I know a man with a telephoto lens that would interest you.
Huh?
It's very powerful. He has a shop called the Camera Gunter, just behind the cathedral. He'll be expecting you tomorrow afternoon. Do you think you can make it, Eric?
If it's important, yes. Let me give you a little more wine, Melanie. Gunther?
Yes, this is my shop, but I have so very little to sell.
A friend of mine thought you might have a telephoto lens to fit this.
Oh, yes, a telephoto lens. Come through with me into my workshop, and I will show you what I have. Excellent. I hope that didn't take you too much by surprise.
Oh, it is a beautiful and deadly piece of mechanism.
A combination, sir, of the instrument maker's and the gunsmith's art. The telescopic sight is fitted to a 9mm target pistol barrel, and this is fitted with a very efficient silencer and flash eliminator.
What is its range and accuracy?
After a little practice, with your steady hands and photographer's eye, you should be able to hit an orange at 10 meters if you can find one. And a man's head at 30.
Sit down, Melanie. I take it that you've heard.
From Herr Gunther, yes. He says, you have an unerring eye.
Down there in the cellar is one thing. Whether I can aim as accurately when the time comes.
You will, Erich, you will. Do you know what Rudolf once said to me about you?
What did he say?
That you should have been the soldier in the family. You were the one who always kept your head. You were the one with a special brand of calculated courage.
Are you trying to belittle him in my eyes, Melanie?
Heaven forbid. I just wanted you to know how much those roles he was compelled to play must have cost him.
You're talking as if he's already dead.
Well, I didn't mean to. It's just these last few days somehow I've convinced myself that I shall never see him again.
Don't cry, Melanie. Or if you must, it's not much of a shoulder. That's better.
Yeah.
Rudolf was always very protective towards me because of my leg.
I know. I know, especially when you were younger. So, in latter years, it seemed to me the roles were reversed. You protected Rudolf.
When I could, yes. But I let him down that night at the Café Vienne. And now the Gestapo's got him.
Oh, but it was such a small thing.
In their eyes, belittling the Führer. Very soon, he'll no longer be there to protect them.
Have you been given an assignment?
I'm on standby. We're never given time or place until the last minute. I should treat it like any other photographic assignment. I've never liked shooting my pictures through the bulletproof glass of Hitler's car. That's why I shall position myself in such a way that when the car stops and the door opens, I have a clear view of him.
But won't you be able to work out the direction from which a shot was fired?
That's a risk I have to take. Your father's friends have arranged for a number of squibs to go off the moment I fire, just to confuse the issue.
Erich, aren't you afraid?
A little. I'm no soldier, Manley. I'm not even a patriot. Believe me, I'm not doing this for Germany, nor for the generals who should be doing their own dirty work. I'm doing it for Rudolf, a professional funny man who would never really harm a fly. All he ever wanted to do was to make people laugh. As Germany have their souls, they still fear him. But not very much, I notice. I'm not very enthusiastic. is it, Colonel? In a moment, that SS officer will step forward, salute, and open the car door.
Heil Hitler!
Right. Steady. I've got the crosshair right between his eyes. This is for you, Rudolph.
Yes, sir? Yes. Do you have any wines on offer?
No special offers, but we stock the full Kellerprinz range. Such good value, it's like a permanent special offer.
Isn't that just sales talk?
No, I'll prove it to you.
See, all Kellerprinz wines carry the Stellenbosch Farmers Winery's value for money pledge. A promise that you can enjoy a good wine every day.
The Kellerprinz range brings together South Africa's best value for money wines.
Jet into La Paz from Los Angeles. You're on top of the world in the happy hug of the towering Andes. Stroll down the pulsating Prado and let yourself go with the beat of 1,001 rituals in the fascinating fiestas of Bolivia. Land of mañana, tomorrow. An idyllic world. The colorific world of Peter Stuyvesant. Rich, choice tobaccos. Miracle filter. King size. So much more to enjoy.
Making dentures takes a lot of care, a lot of skill. The day your dentist fits them, they're perfectly clean and healthy. Keep them like that with Sterident, the best way to keep dentures hygienically clean. Oxygen-activated Sterident removes stains, dissolves film in minutes. Everyday Sterident keeps dentures as clean as the day your dentist fitted them.
This is the BBC. Earlier this afternoon, an unsuccessful attempt was made on the life of Herr Hitler. According to consistent radio reports emanating from occupied Europe and monitored in London, the German Führer was visiting an unnamed garrison town in Westphalia when a shot was fired, missing him by a hair's breadth. No further details are available, although reports say that an arrest is imminent.
You are to accompany me at once to Gestapo headquarters.
I've just got back from Gestapo headquarters.
Oh, yes. No.
Let me explain. And prepare yourself, my dear, for some bad news.
It's about Rudolph, isn't it? He's dead.
Yes. He's dead. I've seen him. Clausen has given me authority to claim his body tomorrow for burial. He was really quite decent about it. Said that Rudolph was one of the unsung heroes of the Reich.
Oh, my poor Rudy. I knew I'd never see him again. How did he die?
The death certificate says that he died from wounds received in action on the Russian front.
That's not true.
It's not true. He had grown a mustache since I last saw him and put on a little weight. Even in death, the resemblance was uncanny. That's why they used him, of course, to stand in for Hitler on dangerous occasions. The bullet had caught him right between the eyes.
Vor dem großen Tor stand eine Laterne und steht sie noch davor. So wollen wir uns da wiedersehen. Bei der Laterne wollen wir stehen. Wie einst Lili Marleen. Wie einst Lili Marleen. Unsere beiden Schatten sahen wie einer aus, dass wir so lieb uns passten, das sah man gleich darauf. Und alle Leute sollen es sehen, wenn wir bei der Laterne stehen, wie einst Lili Marleen, wie einst Lili Marleen.
Listen again at the same time.
join next week when we shall bring you another comedy, drama, or play of suspense in Tuesday Theatre.